Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get to the heart of the matter with holistic physician, Dr. Darren Weissman.
Infinite love and gratitude in this moment is my attitude. Giving thanks for all I'm coming through. Freeing my faith and fortitude. Infinite love and gratitude move me with great magnitude. Yeah, present peace is what I choose. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude. It is another great day to be alive. Take a deep breath deep into your belly and let it go. Welcome to the Heart of the Matter. I'm Dr. Darren. Thank you so much for tuning into today's show here on Blog Talk Radio. This show is here to make you shine. So whatever your morning's been like, week, life, lifetimes has been like, this show is all about turning a frown upside down, helping you reconnect to your soul's purpose, aligning yourself with your truth, and activating your fullest potential for healing on a physical level, for living and thriving and following the truth of what your nature is. So if this is your first time to the Heart of the Matter, I want to welcome you. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's show. Our topic today is analysis paralysis, using your heart rather than your head. So I want to ask you a question. Do you struggle with stuff like that? Do you get caught in your head rather than lead with your heart? Do you struggle with analysis paralysis? Do you have big dreams? However, you're not able to come to solid decisions as to how to fulfill the dreams that are in your heart. So analysis paralysis is this pattern that keeps you in a state of overanalyzing, overthinking situation so that ultimately a decision or an action step is never taken. In effect, it paralyzes you from having the type of outcome that you desire, and life becomes complicated. So many decisions, so many detailed options, and then the result? Choices are never made, actions never taken, and when you find yourself stuck in a pattern of analysis paralysis, you're going to often seek the optimal or perfect solution. You get caught in this perfectionist mode. And as a consequence, you never leave the starting gate. So I have a guest whose name is Allison. And Allison is ready to get to the heart of the matter and go through the portal of analysis paralysis to discover her heart's greatest desire, fulfill her own life's dreams, because she's got them. So are you ready to fulfill your own dreams? I'm so appreciative that you're here and that you're going to be spending the next hour with me. One of the things that you're going to notice is that I'm going to be guiding Allison through a lifeline process. We're going to be getting to the core of the subconscious patterns and programs that, when triggered, cause Allison to think in an analysis paralysis way, feel, speak, and behave where she's stuck in her head rather than leading from her heart. So we're going to get into the heart of the matter of that so that Allison can set an intention, unzip the fabric of consciousness, and reprogram her mind, upgrade the program, and live a life that she feels confident and proud of because she's going for it. So I'm going to bring Allison on in a second. I want to remind you that we have a Lifeline Experience training coming up September 30th to October 4th. It's going to be the last one of its kind because I'm changing the program in 2016. So the last circuit where you can go through a series of intensive live trainings is going to change on January 4th, 2016. So those of you that would like to be a part of this last process of going through, you can go to the website, Dr. Darren Weissman, D-R, and then D-A-R-R-E-N, and my last name, Weissman.com, and sign yourself up. It's limited space, so if you want to do it, definitely book in. There's a couple spots left. And if you have any questions about payment plans, just feel free call the Lifeline Center. And the number is 847-714-0209. 714-0209. And before I bring Allison on, I want to just let you know what's going on in 2016. So I'm switching the Lifeline Experience Program into a six-month university, where one time per week for an hour and a half, you will be taken into a personal deep dive with me. It's going to be limited to 25 people, where I'm going to guide you through learning the Lifeline technique for yourself and for others. You'll be able to go through a certification training program. There'll be an online e-learning with videos along with the interactive communication that's going on with the calls and the videos that we do that are live, but there'll also be a whole other level of class. So those of you that are interested and want to be on board when we first announce this, what I'm going to encourage you to do is send me an email. You can send me an email to my personal email. It's Darren, D-A-R-R-E-N, at thelifelinecenter.com, thelifelinecenter.com. In the header, write, I am a CLP. I am a capital CLP, which stands for Certified Lifeline Practitioner. And in the email that you send, please provide your telephone number so that when we launch the 2016 Lifeline Training Program, the six-month program, we're easily able to reach you. It's going to be limited to 25 people, so those people that want to be on board with it, send an email to Darren at thelifelinecenter.com, and as soon as we announce it, your names will be one of the first that we call. Okay, so I wrote an email and asking for people to be on the show. And Allison wrote, I've always had big dreams and as far as career goes, but never seemed to come to a decision. I need help taking all of my passions and combining them in a way I can create a job I love and that's sustainable. I have the problem where I have so many things I want to do. How do I pick just one? And so, Allison, welcome to the heart of the matter.
Hi, Darren.
Hey, sweetheart. So thank you for being on today's show.
Thank you.
So tell me what's going on as far as we call them portals, but tell me what the problem is for you as far as you want to do something that you love. You've got so many things to pick from. Be a little bit more specific as far as what's happening with you.
So I have so many interests. When I start pursuing one, I start getting kind of afraid that I'm letting go of another dream or another passion of mine, and then because I'm putting so much attention towards one that, you know, what if I'm letting this other one slip away, and then I don't really go that far with the one that I'm pursuing at the time, so then I back off, and then, okay, well, then I'll go back to this one, and you know, I just kind of inch forward with all of them, but then I never get anywhere with any of them.
Let me ask you a question.
What are your
interests right now that you've got that you're excited about?
So I have a one-year-old daughter. Biggest interest. My main goal right now is to honestly to stay home with her and to raise a family. And how I figured out I was going to do that is to have a daycare at home and, you know, bring kids into my home. And I'm doing that part-time. I have a couple kids over, you know, part-time, and it's going great. But it's just not that sustainable at this point. And at the same time, I don't feel like it's my passion. Like, I love being home with her. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm very happy being here with her all day. And I don't know, like, people laugh at me, like, oh, if you can find a job that, you know, you get paid well and you can stay home with your kids, like, let me know. You know, like, it seems ridiculous, but at the same time, I don't know if it's that far-fetched. I don't know.
But, well, and And so what I'm hearing you say is that, you know, you have a daughter who's one.
Yeah.
And your primary focus is to stay home and to raise her.
Right.
And
right.
if you could make a living doing that you would like to do that. But then I heard you say, but I'm not sure if I really want to do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do. I do want to stay home with her, and I want to raise her. And, you know, in the future, we want to have more kids. And it's very important to me to be a very, you know, prominent role in being home and just raising them. You know, I've worked at, you know, other daycare centers and stuff, and I value being home with my child more than sending them away, so I prefer being home with them. However, there's many other interests I have, like, and all over the board, and stop me if you don't want me to get into all of them, but of course, like, Lifeline, for example, that is another, you know, career goal that I would love to take off with. And then
because
I have this other...
you're an awesome certified Lifeline practitioner. Exactly.
Yes. Okay. Damn right.
Yeah.
And then I want to, like, I have this crazy idea of opening up, like, a furniture, like, rehab shop, because I love, like, crafting, and I love, you know, working with my hands and, like, painting and, like, recycling things and making them new and, you know, and just, like, that's another passion. And, like, I love yoga, and I would love to go into that. And you know what I mean? Like, I'm all across the board. And ever since I had Hannah, I feel like I have what they call mom brain, and I'm all over the place. I can't complete thoughts, and I'm just, like, I feel like it's 10 times worse. And it's making this choice even more difficult because I can't figure out which direction I'm going. Because I just feel like I'm all over the place all day with a one-year-old, you know?
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
So every parent can contest too.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And from what I'm hearing from earlier, that it's also, right now it's not sustainable that you're watching a couple other kids, but when you're saying it's not sustainable, that you need to be making more money to cover your nut for your help with your family?
Right. Well, and that's another thing. Like, I'm only allowed to watch a certain number of kids. However, if I get my license, I can take on more kids, but I've been not doing that for the longest time. You know, I could do it, but, you know, something inside me is just like, oh, I'm just putting it off. And I don't know if that's just like, I don't really want to do it deep down.
Right, but I just want to understand that there's a need and a necessity to have an income from you.
Yes,
from you besides your husband. Okay.
Absolutely, yes.
So as much as you want to be a full-time mom, if you could do that while watching Hannah, then that would be great, because that way you could be the kind of mom that you want to be. But regardless, you need to make money. True or false? I just want to understand that.
True. True.
Okay.
Yep.
So, because there's a lot of people out there that, you know, have found a balance where they're their children's parents, moms and dads, but they do work, and they work a certain, you know, they work part time or, you know, whatever it might be, and it's really there's a two-prong approach here. There's an intelligent aspect of I need to be making enough money that if somebody's going to be watching my kid, then it needs to be able to cover that, and then some,
right,
because
no
one's going to watch your kid like you,
right,
unless it's your mom,
yeah,
who would be great.
That's true,
right, but. You know, but in all actuality, you need to be making money. So the whole thing about it is there needs to be a job, and if you could do it in a particular way that it allowed you to watch your child or be there with your child, then that would be an amazing thing.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So
I feel like that's possible. I just don't know how to do it.
Well, let me ask you a question. When you think about getting your license and having more kids be a part of, you know, your business of watching kids while being with your own child, as you think about maximizing that and doing that, you know, you said that your heart's really not into it, But I want to know what emotion does that cause you to feel?
Just frustrated because I want to feel into it. You know what I mean? Like,
but you're not.
Yeah.
So you're feeling frustrated, and what do you rate that frustrated feeling?
Oh, like 8. I just want it to work.
8 out of 10. Okay.
Yeah.
And you said that, you know, there's a lot of different things. If you could do furniture rehab, you would do furniture rehab. And, you know, if you could do yoga, you would do yoga in Lifeline, because you went through the process and you got certified in the Lifeline. And the thing about Lifeline itself is that 90% of my practice is phone and Skype, just like this is a phone conversation that we're having. So you could do that from home.
Totally, yeah.
What holds you back from doing Lifeline?
I don't know. Maybe it's another block. I don't know.
It's hard to answer that question, though.
Yeah.
It's not I don't know. You go into it.
Yeah.
What holds you back from doing Lifeline?
I think it was when I was pregnant, I just kind of got really, I don't want to like sound negative about this, but I got really selfish. And I just turned towards myself, and I did all like Lifeline to me, and I didn't want to do Lifelines on anybody, and I focused on myself, and I wasn't doing like, you know, full blown out Lifeline sessions. I was, you know, going through, you know, my emotions, and I was just, you know, seeing what triggered me, and I knew how to get myself out of them and back myself out of them, you know, like, so I could do a little mini sessions whenever I needed it. But I just kind of got out of the practice basically. And then I had Hannah and just got really busy and just haven't gotten back into it, I guess. So I don't know. I mean, I would love to get back into it, but the whole like,
and when you say, I would love to get back into it, rather than just say it, is that something that is full body, hell yes, I'd really love to be a Lifeline practitioner and raise Hannah at the same time, and I'd like to work with 2 clients per day, and that would be 3 hours that I would be working, and I could still, you know, be with my child. Is that really something that you would want to put your effort into to build your practice and to do it in a way where that's something that you really desire to feel? Does your heart say?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so, I would love to do that.
Cool. And so as you're just, because the key first and foremost is just to acknowledge what you'd love to do and also acknowledge something that can make you money. And Lifeline can make you money because the value of it is epic in its impact that it can have in a person's life, physically, emotionally, what we attract and what we repel. And so, cool.
Yeah,
I'm going to have you connect with me into this present moment. We're going to do the connection, and you know how to do it. And those of you that are listening that don't know how to do it, don't worry about it. But every time you hear Allison and I say infinite love and gratitude, you say it as well. And so we're going to connect spirit right now, right on into our hearts. And I invite you to repeat infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And we're going to raise the energy of that passionate spark in our heart with our spirit. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And we're going to unify both our spirit and our body. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And take a healing breath and let it go. We're going to connect further into this present moment by aligning our mind with our body. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
I'm going to raise the vibration of our body with our mind. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And we're going to unify both our mind and our body as one infinite field. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And take a healing breath. And let's plug on in to Mother Earth. And activate the thriving nature of nature and bring that energy into your heart. Because just like the sun shines, whether it's cloudy or not, so do you, Allison. And I invite you to repeat, my body is thriving.
My body is thriving.
Infinite love and gratitude.
infinite love and gratitude.
Stay plugged in. Let's raise the vibration of our mind with Mother Nature. My mind is thriving.
My mind is thriving.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
In raising the energy of spirit with the spirit of nature, my spirit is thriving.
My spirit is thriving.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And take a healing breath. As we surrender inward to the most high vibration that is one, the source of life and light itself. And feel the presence of oneness beating in your heart right now. And I invite you to repeat, I am one with healing.
I am one with healing.
I am one with feeling.
I am one with feeling.
All is well with my body.
All is well with my body.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Bring it on into the mind. I am one with my life's greatest vision.
I am one with my life's greatest vision.
All is well with my mind.
All is well with my mind.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Bring it all the way up to the penthouse because you're first class. Let's do this. I am one with divine love.
I am one with divine love.
All is well with my spirit.
All is well with my spirit.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
So, Allison, welcome to the present moment. And
in
this present moment, you are welcome. In this present moment, we view every so-called problem as a portal. And everything's interwoven. So the physical health of your body, the circumstances, relationships of your life, the thoughts and behaviors that you have are all interwoven through the subconscious mind. And I'm going to have you first start by observing your body, the portals of your body, so that we can connect really beautifully to your subconscious mind. Is your body speaking to you with any physical symptoms?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
No symptoms.
No, I feel great.
So, now that's really awesome that you're feeling great. But what I want you to do is be really, really hungry and open and honest with yourself as you tune into your body. And, you know, there's another way that we get asked this is, wow, if I could change any aspect of my body, what aspect of my body would I change? Like, oh, you know, like if I didn't have to, I wouldn't like to wear glasses. So I could say, oh, even though I don't have pain in my eyes, that's something that I'd like to change. Right? So we want to see every physical symptom that every kind of physical type of aspect of our body, of our life, as a portal, not a problem. And if there's if there's things that you'd rather not talk about, you can just say, hey, Dee, I've got a mystery symptom, and I rate it, and you can rate it on a scale of 0 to 10. So any physical symptoms that you feel comfortable talking about or that you'd call a mystery symptom?
I'm overweight, so you can put that down as a physical symptom.
So if you were to rate that on a scale of 0 to 10, and just its impact on you, 10 is it's the worst, 0 is nothing, what do you rate that as far as its personal impact on you?
I mean, currently I would say like a 3 or 4 just because I'm taking care of it. So I'm actively working on having a better diet and, you know, drinking my water and, you know, exercising and all that kind of stuff. So it's not really like, you know, on my mind. So that's a new goal of mine too. And it's working.
Great
so,
job. What other ways is your body speaking to you?
I would say that's about it.
Anything that you want to rate a mystery symptom and just go, you know what, I've got a mystery symptom number one and I rate that?
Yeah, sure, what the heck, mystery symptom one.
Okay, so we got mystery symptom number one, and what do you rate that on a scale of 0 to 10?
The 2.
Mystery symptom number 2?
Yeah. No, just one.
Okay, just one. I want you to connect to life. I want you to connect to your life. What makes life life is relationships. It really is. And there's so many amazing relationships, and there's sometimes relationships where there's circumstances that cause even the best relationships to be stressful. You know, we can be grateful that we're a mom or a dad and still be stressed about people that we love and care for and that love and care for us. And I specifically want you, in your mind, in your heart, to observe the circumstances in your life that cause you to feel stress. And really focus in on that part of you who has that analysis paralysis, who stuck in your head rather than leading with your heart. And tune into the people and the situations that you think about that weigh on your heart, that cause you to feel stressed. And as you're tuning in, you'll notice that certain emotions just start to run through you. What emotion are you feeling as you're connecting to? What stresses you in your life, Allison?
I would say the emotion that comes up is doubtful. Is that?
And if you were to rate the doubtful feeling on a scale of 0 to 10,
yeah,
10
like
is
9.
The most, 0 is nothing. So massively doubtful.
Yeah. Or like,
What other emotion besides doubtful, Allison?
I'm trying to think, like.
Don't try to think. What other emotion do you feel as you're thinking about your life, personal, family, professional, things that are happening, things that have happened, things that haven't happened, things that might not ever happen, wherever that takes you, what other emotion besides doubtful?
Fear?
Answer from your heart. Are you asking me or are you telling me?
No, it's fear.
It's fear. Fear of what?
Yeah.
Fear of
Of doing what I want, of like being accepted.
And what do you rate the fear of being accepted?
I would say a solid 10.
Massive.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question right now. And this question is so that you can observe something and rather than judge it, be discerning and stay in your heart rather than get caught in your head. And this is what we call the truth question, and otherwise known as the million-dollar question. And that is, Allison, if you were given the opportunity where you could create your life, even a moment right now, would you ever choose to create it, feeling any level of fear of being accepted, doing what you want, doubtful, being overweight on any level or having a mystery symptom, would you choose to have analysis paralysis?
No. Hell no.
Exactly. Hell no. But it's going on, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's a pattern that's been going on in your life for a short time or a long time?
I would say a long time.
Right, so we can honor that this energy in motion has been in motion for a long time, and you know what? It'll stay in motion until it's met by another force, and that force is your heart, not your head. You're not going to figure this out. You're not going to all of a sudden go, oh, yeah, that's it. I figured it out. I got the equation. This is going to come from your heart. It already exists inside of you, what you're looking for. If you could shift this reactive pattern of fear of being accepted, pattern that shows up in your weight, feeling doubtful, frustration all over the place. If you could shift it, would you do it?
Yes.
Let's do it. Take your hand in the I love you posture. We're doing it right now, sister. put your hand in the I love you posture. And those of you that don't know how to do the I love you posture, give me a high five with your fingers extended outward. Bend your middle and ring finger down. Keep the thumb pointer and pinky extended. And put that right over your heart, Allison, and close your eyes. And as your eyes are closed, you'll notice that your heart naturally softens and your heart naturally opens. And inside your heart is your very best self, is your divine self. There's a menu of infinite possibilities in your best self right now in this moment to feel anything in your life. You already know you wouldn't choose to feel fear of being accepted. What is it that your best self right now desires to feel and in this moment is choosing to feel?
Passionate.
Open your eyes and go ahead and claim it as if you're already there, because your subconscious mind will follow you when you lead it. So go ahead and say, I am passionate out loud 3 times. Go for it.
I am passionate. I am passionate. I am passionate.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And I have a question for you right now. Are you open? Are you ready? And are you willing to imagine yourself in the life where Allison is the Allison of I am passionate, where it's the way that you think, the natural way you feel, it's the way you speak, it's the way you follow up and show up. It's who you are so much that your passionate nature brings out the passionate nature of everything and everyone that you touch around you. Are you open to imagining this?
Absolutely.
How does it feel in your heart to imagine, Allison?
It feels warm.
And that warm feeling lets you know that the I am passionate Allison's already there within you. And our journey now is to get this reactive, automated program part of you, the subconscious part of you, on board in an I am passionate feeling warm way. That's our only focus. This is not about you being frustrated or all over the place with being a mom or having the fear of being accepted, of doing what you want. This is not about being doubtful. Our only focus is you being passionate, because what we focus on grows. And I invite you to repeat, regardless of fear of being accepted.
Regardless of being fear of being accepted.
Yeah, I'm now choosing to feel warm.
I'm now choosing to feel warm.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And I'm using muscle testing on my end to make sure that your conscious and subconscious are on board. And I invite you to repeat, regardless of the fear of being accepted.
Regardless of fear of being accepted.
Yeah, I'm now choosing to feel warm.
I'm now choosing to feel warm.
Beautiful. So that muscle locks out in the clear, and you can see it and feel it and hear it, but there's some activation words. Open, free, ready, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And what's so cool is in this present moment, sister, you're ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are ready. It's like, come on, bring this thing on. I invite you to see it, regardless of feeling doubtful.
Regardless of feeling doubtful.
Yeah. Fear of doing what I want.
Fear of doing what I want.
I'm now ready to feel warm.
I'm now ready to feel warm.
You got it. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Regardless.
Regardless.
Of having analysis paralysis.
Of having analysis paralysis.
Being stuck in a perfectionist head.
Being stuck in a perfectionist head.
I'm now ready to feel warm.
I'm now ready to feel warm.
That locked out in the clear. You can see it, feel it, and hear it, and there's no other activation words. Take a healing breath. And we're going to give a past part of you a voice it's never had before. There's a past part of you, Allison, that gets triggered. And when it gets triggered, the memories of the past become the lens that you perceive yourself and the world around you in the present. and you attract people and circumstances that match the energy of the past, and therefore you repeat patterns that have been going on, not only in your life, but in your family's life. And I invite you to repeat after me. We're going to give this energy, this past part of voice it's never had before. I am passionate.
I am passionate.
For the very first time.
For the very first time.
In my life.
In my life.
Right now.
Right now.
And I'm learning to love.
And I'm learning to love.
In a whole new way.
In a whole new way.
The past part of me.
The past part of me.
Who keeps forgetting?
Who keeps forgetting?
That feeling warm.
That feeling warm.
Is a choice.
Is a choice.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
I am passionate.
I am passionate.
For the very first time.
For the very first time.
In my life.
In my life.
In my heart.
In my heart.
Right now.
Right now.
And I'm learning to love.
And I'm learning to love.
In a whole new fun way.
In a whole new fun way.
The past part of me.
The past part of me.
Who protectively keeps forgetting.
Who protectively keeps forgetting.
That feeling warm.
That feeling warm.
Is my choice.
Is my choice.
Great job, Allison. There's no see, feel here, but we're going to give the past part of you another voice. Because mm-hmm. when we're programmed to forget, we don't choose. And then we live a life of reaction. And that's what's going on right now is you've got a reactive part of you, an automated, reflexive part of you getting triggered. And when it gets triggered, all you do is react. It might look like action, but it's reaction. It's the same thing. It's a cycle. And let's give it a voice it's never had. I invite you to repeat, I am passionate.
I am passionate.
For the very first time.
For the very first time.
In my life.
In my life.
Right now.
Right now.
And I am learning to love.
And I'm learning to love.
In a whole new fresh way.
In a whole new fresh way.
The past part of me.
The past part of me.
Who has fearfully never chosen.
Who has fearfully never chosen.
To feel warm.
To feel warm.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
I am passionate.
I am passionate.
For the very first time.
For the very first time.
In my life.
In my life.
Right now.
Right now.
And I am learning to love.
And I'm learning to love.
The past part of me.
The past part of me.
Who has never chosen.
Who has never chosen.
Until right now.
Until right now.
To feel warm.
To feel warm.
Beautiful. See, feel here. Activate it. We're going to stay in the past right now.
Mm-hmm.
The past memories, like I said, become a lens of misperception and how you see yourself and the world around you. And then they affect every aspect of who we are physically and emotionally. Now, this represents what we call a core limiting belief. And it's mm-hmm. showing up that there's a core limiting belief in your first, second, third, in your throat chakra is all about action. Because mm-hmm. you can feel in your heart and you intuitively mm-hmm. know in your mind. And when those two come together, you express yourself authentically. You can hear clearly, and you mm-hmm. can take action in the direction of what is your truth. And right now, there's been a resistant pattern in your throat chakra that keeps you in a place of doubtful and fear of being accepted, doing what you want. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Now I'm putting on blue glasses, not just to be fashionable, but to activate the throat chakra in its highest mm-hmm. vibration of I am passionate, feeling warm, and I invite you to repeat, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And we're hearing to the ears of I am passionate, feeling warm right now for the first time, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And take a deep breath into your nose, Allison. And roll your tongue around your mouth. Taste it. I'm passionate. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And feel it in your core. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Now, this is a water element pattern. And the water element is saying, ah, Allison, flow, baby. Flow. You're the Allison body of water, of passion. It just flow. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Now, let's see where this is taking us right now. 1 through 10, 11 through 20, 11 through 15, 16, 17, 18. When I bring up, just listen to what I'm about to say. When I bring up the concept of helpless, notice your mm-hmm. first and immediate thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what or who you think about, wherever helpless takes you, let me know that you're connected to helpless by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
There's another emotion here. 1 through 10, 11 through 20, 21 through 30, 21 through 25, 21, 22, 23. When I bring up the concept of dark pain, notice your first and immediate thoughts. No matter what or who you think about, wherever dark pain takes you in this moment, let me know you're connected by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Dark pain, emotion, element. I want to explain something to you. Otherwise, it's not understandable because it's coming from a subconscious, invisible place. And that is just the role that your mind right now is playing in this experience of you having fear of being accepted and doing what you want. That doubtful feeling, the mystery symptoms, the overweight, this pattern of analysis paralysis of, you know, doing things that aren't your passion, you know, do I do yoga, do I do furniture rehab, do I do Lifeline, do I start a daycare, all these different awesome ideas. If I let go of one, am I going to be missing, if I go into one, am I letting go and missing out on another? There's a core limiting belief, it's in your throat chakra. And when it gets triggered, your ability to feel and really tap into your intuition goes into a state of resistance. And therefore, your ability to express yourself and take action, really create the kind of healthy boundaries, relationships, and opportunities, becomes one of reaction and fear-based rather than action and love-based. And because it's affecting your water element, well, your system then resists the flow. It's like quicksand. It's like a desert, doesn't grow, it doesn't flourish like a coral reef. It specifically, when it gets triggered, Allison, causes you to see yourself and the world around you through a lens, a reactive lens of helpless and dark pain.
Mm-hmm.
When this part of you gets triggered, you attract people and circumstances that match the same frequency of helpless and dark pain, and what you feel is the fear of being accepted. 10 out of 10. Doubtful. And it not only influences you in your outer world, whether it be what you do for a living or a loving, who you are as a mom, but it actually affects your biology and your behavior. And it affects your weight. And you're in motion right now. You're already doing things to help yourself, while at the same time, you want to do things out of love rather than out of fear, and there's a fear-based pattern that's being broadcasted from a subconscious part of you, and we want to know what part of you is broadcasting this pattern of helpless and dark pain and having no voice or choice to take action. Where is this coming from? Because what we're going to do is we're going to embrace it in an I am passionate way. So we go, is there a concept of original currents? And the muscle testing said, absolutely. Is it in this life? It is. Conception of 10, conception of 5. It's not between conception and 5, so we want to narrow in on the time and the memory in which this subconscious is being broadcasted from. Is it 6 years of age? Is it 7? Is it 8? It's 8 years of age. Now, there's a memory that stems from when you were 8 that has not been fully processed yet. And that memory is of the environment of what was going on at 8. At 8, the life circumstances were what they were. They just were what they were, where people were having experiences that caused them to think and feel and speak and behave in a helpless and dark pain way. The 8-year-young Allison, much different than the woman that you are now, that is a mama of a beautiful 1-year-old, right, didn't have tools or strategies to say, hey, but I'm passionate, feeling warm. The 8-year-old part of you didn't have life experiences to draw from like you do now. And more than that, your environment, which was your family, they were just doing their best at that time, couldn't model or guide or teach you what they didn't know. And they didn't know how to take action in an I am passionate, feeling warm way in the experiences that they were going through of helpless and dark pain. They couldn't teach you what they didn't know. And it's the 8-year-old part of you that shows up with your weight, shows up with the mystery symptom, shows up with you feeling doubtful, fear of being accepted, doing what you want. That's an 8-year-old. And for the very first time in your life since you were 8, embrace this part of you in an I am passionate way. Allison, let this part of you feel warm. Let yourself right now feel warm all over. And as you are, let me know by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Mm-hmm. I invite you to take this moment and connect to the concept of money.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're tuning into money, what emotion does that bring up for you? What emotion does money bring up for you?
Just overwhelmed.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Now our job, you and I, is to process the emotion of overwhelmed associated with money, because the 8-year young part of you who only knows dark pain, helpless, doesn't know how to take action, she's not going to be able to process that overwhelmed emotion. And so the way that we process it is we just observe it. I'm going to guide you through it. What the thoughts that might come up and feelings that might come up, they might not be so great, and they probably won't be. I just want you to know that's okay. Observe it for the first time in an I am passionate way, okay?
Yeah.
Go into your mind, the movie theater of your mind. Observe the thoughts of overwhelmed that stem from money. Observe the images, the pattern of overwhelmed. See the Allison of overwhelmed. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Feel the overwhelmed feeling. Notice the quality of the feeling. Notice that that's living inside of you right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And I invite you to listen to the overwhelmed voice that's inside of your heart. Hear what it's saying to you. As you are, let me know by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
What'd the voice say to you?
Not enough.
Not enough. Not enough. Not enough. Not enough. Not enough. Not enough. Not enough. Not enough. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
You know, that voice of not enough goes through your head about 30,000 times in a day. In different ways, it shows up. And then as a result, there's all kinds of reactive thoughts and feelings and words and relationships that are the consequence of that.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear not enough right now in your heart, what emotion do you feel?
Sad.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And the most important thing that we do is we process our emotions and see the sad thoughts, see the sad Allison, not enough, not enough. See the sad pattern. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Feel sad. That's how we heal it.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough. Feel the sad feeling. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And Allison, listen inward to your heart right now. Hear what your heart is saying. And as you're hearing what your heart is saying to you right now, let me know that you are by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
What'd the voice say to you?
It'll be okay.
It'll be okay. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What does that mean to you, it'll be okay?
That's like kind of an excuse, kind of like a push it off for later, like, oh, this is something we are dealing with, but it'll be okay. Like,
and when you
we'll
hear
deal
that,
with it later.
Okay. Uh-huh. When you hear that and you understand the meaning behind it, what emotion do you feel?
Like, I don't know what to do. Helpless, I guess, but...
Infinite love and gratitude.
Yeah.
It'll be okay.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Observe the thoughts of I don't know what to do. Observe the Allison of I don't know what to do. It'll be okay. It'll be okay. Infinite love and gratitude. Observe the pattern of I don't know what to do. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Feel that feeling. Go into it deeper. Invite it into the kitchen and serve it a meal. Invite that part of you who does not know what to do. Invite her in. Give her a glass of water. Look into her eyes and feel that feeling of I don't know what to do. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And listen, Allison. Listen to your heart. Hear what your heart's saying to you. As you are, let me know by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
What did your heart just say to you?
It's time.
It's time. It's time. It's time. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And what does that mean to you? What's the meaning of it's time to you?
It's time to decide.
It's time to decide. And when you hear it's time, what emotion do you feel?
I'm eager. I'm excited. I'm
infinite love and gratitude. Yeah.
Infinite love and gratitude.
see the eager, excited Allison. It's time to decide.
Mm-hmm.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Infinite love and gratitude.
See the vision. See your family.
Mm-hmm.
See your beautiful eyes. Infinite love and gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Infinite love and gratitude.
Feel the eager, excited feeling. Feel it in your breath right now. Feel it in your heart. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And I invite you to listen. There's an eager and excited heart that has something to say to you. Hear what it's saying. As you are, let me know by saying infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
What's the voice say?
I love you.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I invite you to repeat. I am passionate.
I am passionate.
Feeling warm.
I'm feeling warm.
I love you.
I love you.
This is my nature.
This is my nature.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
You know what's so cool? Is that
what?
You've just raised the vibration of the present and the past. The highest consciousness of I am passionate, feeling warm. The only thing left is your future. And guess what? The future's got to start at one point, right? It starts right now for you, Allison. Welcome to the life of I am passionate, where it's your nature to be passionate. It is the way your mind thinks and projects and visions and imagines. It is the way your heart feels. It is the way you heal. It's the way you take action. People feel in your presence, let alone thinking about you. I feel so freaking passionate. I invite you to repeat. I do. I invite you to repeat after me. I'm feeling warm.
I feel warm.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
I am feeling warm.
I am feeling warm.
I am warm.
I am warm.
I am passionate.
I am passionate.
It's my nature.
It's my nature.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
I am warm.
I am warm.
I am passionate.
I am passionate.
This is my nature.
This is my nature.
Beautiful. Take a healing breath. Let it go. And welcome home, sister. Welcome to the life of I am passionate, feeling warm. And I want you to just take this moment right now to be an observer and notice how it feels to be present. Be aware of your awareness and describe how it feels right now.
I feel so calm. and just very, very at peace.
Mm-hmm.
My mind is slow.
as you tune into that circumstance, the situations that have been causing you to feel fear of being accepted, doing what you want, that doubtful feeling. Notice how it feels to tune into that now, comparatively to when we first began.
Yeah.
Does that feel the same?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Hey, give it up with gratitude. So here's my suggestion for you. First and foremost, keep on the action track of loving yourself up with the five basics for optimal health. Keep rocking and rolling in that way. But I encourage you to reevaluate where you're at. Really think about, okay, you've got a necessity where you've got to make money. You want to be able to watch your child. What are the different things? Put it on a piece of paper and create a clarity of what would actually enable you to do that. And then write out of what that is. And anything that I can do to support you, I'm here, and I want to hear back from you. I want you to send me an email. I want to hear back from you in a week or two to let me know how things are going, okay?
Sure, absolutely. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. I love you, and blessings to you and your beautiful family. Oh, thanks for being on today's show.
Thank you.
in the words of Ernest Hemingway, take motion for action. I'm Dr. D. Thank you so much for tuning into today's Heart of the Matter show here on Blog Talk Radio. This is a radio show that makes you shine. I'm looking forward to receiving your emails. Keep shining bright, everybody. Infinite love and gratitude.
You know, the day destroys the night, night divides the day.